5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
With those horns, construction of the Wynn Casino on a 33-acre site along the Mystic River in Everett began yesterday. The company says it's certain the Wynn Boston Harbor Casino, as it will be known, will be ready to open in June 2019. After yesterday's groundbreaking, casino president Robert DeSalvio spoke with us and told us about the construction jobs the project will create.
Right now, we're starting with about 250 trades folks out on the site. That will grow to 500 by the end of this year. And then next year, it's going to ramp up heavily till we get to the point where we are about 2,000 maximum at any one time on the job. And over the life of the 34 months of construction, about 4,000 construction workers will participate in the process.
What kind of disruption will construction cause area residents in terms of construction vehicles, heavy equipment, noise, and what's going to be done to mitigate it?
We're going to be parking many of the construction workers off site and transporting them to the job via shuttle. And also, we've arranged to have rail service help us out in taking the significant amount of dirt that we have to remove from the site. Now, we can't obviously eliminate trucks that will have to come in and out of the job, but we will have an active mitigation plan out front. We've got a lot of work to do on Broadway and Everett, since that is right at our front door, and we are currently in the process of working out a construction mitigation plan.
Will construction vehicles be kept out of Charlestown?
We are absolutely making sure that none of our construction vehicles go on any of the side roads in Charlestown. Now, trucks will have to get to and from Interstate 93, so that means there will be vehicles that will cross through Sullivan Square. We take that very seriously. We made a commitment to the community that we would not be driving through the local streets, and that will limit our activity to the main roads and, of course, through Sullivan Square.
Any concerns on your part, lingering questions that need to be answered about cleaning up the site, getting construction fully underway, and finishing the project?
No, because, you know, the part that we were probably most concerned about already occurred, and that was the initial remediation, because that was the first time we got to literally dig on the site and to kind of figure out what's below the surface. And, you know, we got through that process with very few surprises. And so now I think it becomes more of a massive construction exercise. But as each day goes on, there's less and less uncertainty about what we might find on the site.
Several casinos across the country have come up short in terms of revenue as of late. The fairly new Plain Ridge Park Casino here in Massachusetts, among them. You only need to go to Atlantic City to find casino bankruptcies. Online gambling, certainly taking up some revenue, which used to go directly to on-site casinos. Casinos, at this point, don't necessarily seem to be a sure bet to be moneymakers. Any concerns on your end about the Everett Casino in that regard?
Not at all, and I'll explain why I believe our project is quite a bit different. First of all, I think the state legislature did a very smart thing in the enabling legislation by making sure that there was only going to be three resort casinos situated throughout the state. And they also spread them geographically so that none of us are on top of each other. The second thing is that, you know, we were lucky enough to get the license for the greater Boston area. And so that means we've got about around 5 million people in the greater Boston area as and operating as the only casino in the area. If you stretch it out to a 400-mile radius, there's about 25 million folks that are age 21 or older in that catchment area. So that gives us a large regional market to work with. Then when we branch out even further and look at the national business, you know, with travel in and out of Boston for whether it's healthcare, life sciences, the universities and colleges, business in general, technology, this area is on a roll. And so we think that it's a strong area economically. And then for my, you know, really the fourth area for us to look at is the international market segment. Now that Logan's got 54 nonstop international destinations, we'll be able to marry those up with the areas that Wynn is very strong in for international travel.
Last question. How many local jobs will be available once it's all up and running? The gaming rooms, the restaurants, the entertainment venues?
We're planning on 4,000 jobs for resort operation. Also, as part of our host and surrounding community agreements, we are going to provide preferences for Everett residents, as well as the folks that are in our surrounding communities of Medford, of Malden, and Chelsea, and Somerville, and in Boston, and Charlestown. We want to make sure that the local folks truly get the first shot at some of these jobs.
Robert DeSalvio, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and good luck in this.
Thank you for having me on.
Robert DeSalvio is the president of the Wynn Boston Harbor Casino, now under construction in Everett.